Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Wednesday afternoon. Remind you, we're just about out of politics and pints tickets. We've got, I think, 24 left. That's it. So if you're planning on joining us September the 25th at the Funny Bone in Short Pump, you've got to act now. Seriously, go to newsradiowrba.com. Get the tickets while we've got the tickets. For those of us who are parents of special needs kids, there's some unique challenges that we face, right? Most parents look at their kids. We were talking about this earlier. Well, you hit 18. Good luck to you. Hope it all works out. You're going to college or learning a trade or you're joining the military, whatever you're doing. You're 18 and you're going to go do that. And we hope to see you at some point. Now, for those of us who have special needs kids in situations that are serious enough that, frankly, they're going to be with us forever, we're concerned. I mean, I know that sounds silly, but it's very concerning. And so when I run into someone who's making the difference in the lives of families who have special needs members, I just feel compelled to tell people about it. And let me tell you, when there's a great meal involved with it, well, makes it that much easier. So a couple of weeks ago, I had the chance to go to the Positive Vibe Cafe, Max's Positive Vibe Cafe. And Garth Larson is the gentleman who started this. And I just wanted to bring Garth on for a couple of moments so that everybody could hear this amazing story. Garth, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it very much.
Do you mind sharing with everybody the story of how and why you started this great place?
No, not at all. My son has Duchenne's muscular dystrophy and was having trouble, like a lot of young adults with disabilities, and finding employment, and was about ready to kind of throw in the towel, give up. And I said, well, you're not getting off that easy. maybe we can find something for you. And I decided, I had been in the restaurant business many, many years ago in Blacksburg, and decided that I would try to see if I could start a restaurant that would give young adults with disabilities a chance to work and mm-hmm. become employed and be part of a team. So it took us many years to raise the money. And in 2005, we opened Max's Positive Vibe Cafe.
Wow. Okay. So just as easy as that. You just hung out the shingle and that was it. Grand success.
No, not quite that easy because it had not really been done the way we did it before. So we didn't really have a model to point to, which made it a little more difficult for people to buy into it. But I grew up in Richmond, had a lot of support, and we finally had enough people to feel that it was a worthwhile venture. And so we did. We opened up, not knowing exactly what we wanted to do, but had a feeling that we were going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And we have. That's been, I guess, almost 15 years ago.
Wow. All right. So tell me a little bit about keeping the Positive Vibe Cafe going, because it's a great idea and it's a wonderful menu. But, you know, the restaurant business is not easy. And somehow you've succeeded now for 15 plus years with this.
We have. And that's not without a tremendous amount of support from the community. And I always want to make sure people understand that. We do not accept any government funding. We made that decision from the very beginning, and so we rely on people to come and support the restaurant. We rely on special events, of course, donations, contributions. We also have some grants that we apply for, but the struggle is really in the restaurant business. There's no shortage of restaurants in Richmond, that's for sure.
That's right.
And we're fighting it over here at Stratford Hills Shopping Center, one of the older shopping centers in Richmond off of Forest Hill Avenue, and I think we do a nice job with the food. I think people are usually pleasantly surprised. They may come because of our mission and what we're trying to do to help the community of disabled citizens, but they actually end up coming back because they like the food.
Yeah, you know what, Karth? I think there are people where it could be a one-off, where they want to feel good. Yes, I want to help some folks in the community who are disabled. We'll go eat there this one time. They've done their good deed, and they would leave if the food wasn't up to snuff. But take my word for it, Karth. They're coming back for the food.
Right. Well, I hope so. And, you know, that's kind of what we're trying to do, is to make sure that they know it's not a sacrifice to come here. And it's like we said, there's a lot of competition around. We try to make a real healthy type menu. We serve bison and fresh seafood, of course, and a lot of vegan vegetarian options as well. We do a heck of a dang hamburger, which sells like crazy. In fact, Thursday night, tomorrow night, we have a half price burger night.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a little bit of an incentive for people to come in on a night that's not normally that busy. But we stay true to our mission. We have training classes that go on all year long. And we're up to a little bit over 1,500 graduates over this course of time.
All right. Now, don't gloss over that. Garth Larson is joining us. He started Max's Positive Vibe Cafe 15-some-odd years ago. It is still a vital and vibrant place, 2825 Hathaway Road, Stratford Hills Shopping Center. The food is great. But Garth, you just mentioned this training component. Tell me a little bit more about the training components.
Well, that was something that after we had hired several people when we opened the restaurant, we felt that there were probably a need for other people with disabilities to learn the skills and perhaps find employment elsewhere. My son Max and I decided that we would start a program, and we felt that we could probably train 10 or 15 or maybe 20 a year, and it took off. We couldn't control it. And like I said, we have 1,500 graduates now. Mostly through the school systems, Chesterfield, Henrico, and Richmond, but we also have independent students and these young adults. Jeff, they come in not certain what they're going to really be exposed to, and when they leave, they believe there's a place for them. There's a future, and that's the transformation that we're very proud of.
That is such an amazing part of this puzzle, Garth. It's a beautiful part of the entire picture that, as you know firsthand, difficult oftentimes for young adults with special needs, with disabilities, to go out there and be part of the working community. And these are folks who are not looking to be dependent. They're not looking for any sort of a handout. And thanks to you, as you say, more than 1,500 of them are now working, paying taxes. That's always a good thing for the rest of us. And, you know, I think, Garth, in many ways, they're probably contributing to all the competition you have with all these new restaurants, because you're staffing your competition.
Well, I didn't look at it that way, Jeff, but that's a valid point. And you know, mostly they certainly want paychecks. They certainly want to be employed. But more than anything, they just want to be part of the community, part of a team. And when you go to work somewhere, you know, you show up and you have fellow employees and you have a good time talking to each other, and you're working together, and that makes them feel like there's a future that they're really part of.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I loved it. Now, there's something I've got to ask you about, because, you know, I'm part of the Friendship Circle, and we did this great bowl-a-thon not too long ago. We put together, I think, a world-class team, and we helped to raise more than $30,000 for the Friendship Circle. And Joe and April Nyamptu were actually the biggest fundraisers on our team. And I understand that Dr. Joe and Miss April were hanging out behind the bar not too long ago. Is that right?
They sure were. They have been supporters of us from actually the very first year, and have done a couple of bartending gigs. And I'm not sure that anybody we've ever had in the past enjoys it any more than Joe and April. They ham it up back there, and yet they bring in a ton of people that made contributions and donations and spent money. And it was a great night. In fact, we had a band there, and Joe grabbed the microphone. I don't think he ever wanted to give it up.
But everybody else wanted him to give it back, Garth. Let's be honest here, please.
I can't say that. You can say that, but I can't say that. But no, they've been such a great thing for the community. They support a lot of worthy causes. And, yeah, of course, you may know she just was mentioned as Christmas mother for 2019.
Absolutely. Now, here's what I want to know, though, Garth. what was the haul off the NAEMPTO night? Do we know? Do you know the dollar amount?
Well, it varied in contributions, because what we started was that night we have what we call a Club 150.
Mm-hmm.
And several people took the forms for that, and we haven't received everything in. So there were some people that made donations that night. Certainly everybody sat there and ate and drank, and that's, yeah, actually a donation when they come in to support the bar and the restaurant.
Right.
But we're still tabulating all of the numbers that are coming in, because they went around and handed out those forms, and they said, you got to join this club.
Yeah.
And so people say, well, let me take it home and I'll send you a check. So we're still counting on that, but they did very well. They did very well.
All right, so let me paraphrase for just a moment. So they were epic failures, and you think I could do better. I got it, Garth. I understand. You're going to dance around this, you know, pussyfoot, be polite. I got it. I don't want to call them out. But I'll tell you what, I would like the chance to get behind that bar. I've spent enough time in front of them, so let me get the chance to get behind one. Can I get a teammate as well?
Absolutely, you can.
Nope. Okay.
We'd love to have you, Jeff. We'd be honored to have you come.
All right. I have an idea. I'm not going to announce it at this point, because I've got to confirm that this person would be available, but I think we could pull this off. I think we could do a great job for Max's Positive Vibe Cafe. Now, in the meantime, Garth, remind everybody where you are, the hours that you're open, all that good stuff, okay?
Right. Where else? You mentioned it's Stratford Hill Shopping Center. It's one of the oldest in Richmond, and there's times when it looks like it, to tell you the truth. But it's off of Forest Hill Avenue, and we are open every day but Monday, lunch and dinner. We do a Sunday brunch as well. Sunday nights, we're currently closed during the summer, but in September, we'll reopen on Sunday evenings. And, you know, we look forward to people come by and give us a try. And we have a Get Unangry Hour every day from 4 to 7.
Yeah.
It seems like there's people that need to get unangry once in a while.
Well, so most of them are listening to my show at this point, Garth. So, yes, I understand that.
And that's, I can legally say now, that's half priced off of craft beers and wine on tap.
Wow.
Now we can actually talk about prices. We didn't used to be able to do that for many years.
That's right. That's right.
And we didn't, you know, have a deal on appetizers and all that kind of thing. But there, that's where we're located. And our phone number is 804-560-9622. You can make reservations. We have live music on the weekends. We have belly dancing on the last Tuesday of each month called Tummy Tuesday. We do quite a few things there to try to attract people to come in to support our mission.
All right. Well, I promise I'm not signing up for the belly dancing. That's for doggone sure. And the website, PositiveVibeCafe.com, best way?
It's PositiveVibeRVA.com.
PositiveVibeRVA.com. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I will be in touch soon, because I want to set this up to do that bartending thing. I think it's just a great idea, and I'm hoping that I can get in there and bring a few folks out and help out the mission here. And Garth, I appreciate you taking time. And again, as someone who loves food, and maybe more importantly, as the father of a severely disabled little girl, thank you so much for what you're doing there.
Well, we were honored to be on your show, Jeff, and thank you for the opportunity to talk about our mission.
You got it. That is Garth Larson, Max's Positive Vibe Cafe. Boy, what a cool place. And, yeah, I am going to, I think I've got an idea for a teammate for this celebrity bartending thing. I'm not going to announce it now, because I got to work out the details. But if I can work the details out, I think it's going to be a good thing. So stay close on that, would you? Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.